So if you're looking to hire a bookkeeper, it is very important for you to understand that hiring a bookkeeper is a specific role that is very different from some of the other types of accounting and finance related roles. So here's a helpful way to think about it. And here are some general rules around the types of accounting and finance roles that are relevant to a law firm. So on the front end, you may have a billing clerk. Now, this person, their role is to help the firm get their billing process done. Like they're looking at, hey, what billable work has been done? They're looking at the actual writing that's going to go into the invoice and making sure that those invoices can get sent out to the clients so the clients know that they need to pay. And then also following up with clients who haven't paid their bill yet. And so that's usually in general what you think about with a billing clerk. Now, the next level is going to be a bookkeeper. Now, this person, what they're focused on is they're going to be looking at things like reconciling your bank accounts. They're going to be reconciling your trust accounts if that's relevant for you. They're going to be classifying all of your transactions. So, all of the money that you're spending that's coming in and out of your bank account, they're going to take all of that data and they're going to organize it so they can give you what's called a financial statement, which simply just tells you what is happening to your money. It's telling you how your money is coming in and it's telling you how your money is going out of your business and what is left over. Now, the next level is going to be a tax preparer, which may be a CPA, which is a certified public accountant. It may be an enrolled agent, or it may be a person who doesn't necessarily have a license or certification. It just may be someone who's very familiar with filing taxes. Now, this person, as their name implies, they are going to be solely focused on helping you file your tax return. Now, if they're a little bit more advanced, maybe they'll start helping you with tax strategies, helping you think strategically and long term about the things that are coming up and helping you kind of limit your, or I would say legally limit your tax liability with certain strategies in place. And then another very important role is going to be a CFO. Now, this role may not be directly relevant for every type of law firm because if you're probably less than, $1.5 million in revenue, then having a CFO on a recurring or regular basis may not necessarily be the best decision unless you are very focused on growing beyond that level. And what the CFO is going to do is the CFO is going to look at things like, comparing your marketing data to what's happening financially, because they're going to be able to look at those two things and kind of predict, like, hey, if we know that our leads on the front end are slowing down, and I'm looking at how much money is in the bank account, and I know how much we spend on a monthly basis, I can start to do the math as a CFO to kind of predict, like, hey, if we don't improve the leads or if we don't cut back on some expenses in the next 6 weeks, we're going to start having cash flow problems. And it's always best to spot those problems before they become a problem. That way you have time to do something about it. Or they're looking at things like if you're considering going from, hourly billing to flat fee, or maybe you want to use a mixed pricing type of strategy, or maybe you want to just, raise your prices or figure out, hey, are my flat fee prices profitable for what I am doing? Well, a CFO can help look at those type of things. And they can also do things like really get in there to help you look at your efficiencies and really help you monitor it. Now, I lead a accounting firm that does bookkeeping and CFO work. And I must say that is one of the things that we are in like the highest demand for, is to really look at the law practice management data and being able to pull that out and draw up the efficiencies to say, hey, the reason why the firm is behind on its targets is because of these three employees. The amount of revenue that they are or aren't generating is what's stopping the firm from hitting their target. And then working with the firm owners and the partners and saying, hey, how do we come up with some strategies? How do we come up with some communication or some scorecards or incentives to actually get the team to do the types of things that are going to lead to an overall benefit and profit for the firm and the team? So a CFO is going to be a lot more strategic and is going to do a lot more digging in. Now, it is important to note is that there is a difference between hiring a CFO who's actually going to be in there doing the work and then hiring a CFO coach. A CFO coach may be someone who you have a call with and you may talk to them about different decisions and you may talk to them about different things that you're doing, but they may not necessarily be the one going into your system, pulling out the data and analyzing it, and then coming back and bringing insights. So it is important to know. And there is a pricing difference for that, because a person who you just talk to on the phone, or a Zoom call, or maybe you do it in person, that you talk to maybe twice a month, they kind of review things at somewhat of a high and maybe some detail level, is very different from a person who's going to be pulling data out of your system and really digging in and analyzing things and finding the opportunities and helping prepare you and the firm for any risk that could be coming in the future. That's going to be two very different types of level of CFO support. So it is important to keep that in mind. So there you have it. Some very good way to think about the finance roles that can help a law firm. You have your billing clerk who's going to help you on the front end with billing, getting invoices out, making sure you get paid. You have your bookkeeper who's going to take all your banking transactions and activity. They're going to organize it so you can understand where's my money coming from and where is my money going and how much is left over. And then you have your tax preparer or your tax strategist. They're going to help you when it comes down to your tax returns or your tax strategy. And then you have two types of CFOs, the CFO coach, who may be hopping on a call or Zoom with you once or twice a month to talk through some very specific things. And then you have a CFO, whether that's a fractional CFO or an in-house CFO, they're going to dig into the numbers and they're going to find opportunities and they're going to bring stuff to your attention to help you position the firm in the best place possible so that you can have a favorable outcome. And so if you're thinking about hiring a finance person, maybe that list will help you kind of narrow down and understand, what type of finance person am I really looking for, or what type of finance person do I really need to help my firm go to the next level?